The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
And we start the second hour of the National Intel Report. Steve Elkins sitting in for John Stadmiller today and joined by my good friend and host on the network and GCN USA Prepares, Mr. Vincent Finelli. Murr, before we come back to you, and I want to ask you, Murr, please, can I make it short? We got four more in the loop here. I don't want to let anybody escape us tonight. This is supposed to be a constructive criticism show tonight. What we do right, what we do wrong, suggestions, shows you like, shows you hate, things we can do better. I want to hear it all tonight. Vincent, go back to you.
I'm looking at my notes. I have a spiral-bound notebook. I have written down every call and the items of information, the likes, the don't likes, the suggestions. They're all there. Just a quick thought for everybody in the class. Please call us, 800-313-9443. Be fast, to the point. Write down your thoughts before you call, and let's bang out all these calls. We want to know what you've got to say, but quickly.
Yes, please. Murr, going to let you finish up here about 30 seconds and nail it.
Okay, two things. Kelso and Slattery are not in cahoots with each other. They're two totally different things. Kelso used to work with the same thing that Patrick is with now, and Patrick does several different things. But what I wanted to give as a good suggestion for all of us, Chance made me think of it. I get 4x6 note cards. You can get them very cheaply. You can send them 35-cent stamp as a postcard. You don't have to have a return address on there. You can put a message. You can put artwork. And I've sent 32 to date to the White House on all different topics and to different members of the family, different things, and eye-catching things, so that they, even if they never arrive, they cross country and see, and a lot of eyes get to see them. But you can also take these cards, cut them in half, and make business cards, or just fold them in half, or leave them so they're big enough that they stick out amongst all the other business cards, and put on there yourself. Don't put any more pressure on these people here on the radio to expense and time. It's asking too much, I think. And anyway, so and you can send them to political prisoners.
I've got a comment.
But like I said, you don't have to put a return address. So anyway, thank you.
I've got a quick comment. I have done. Oh. Don't go away. I have a quick comment. I have done that. We have had people in the Commonwealth of Virginia who were not representing us. And what we did was we took 8.5 by 11 pieces of paper. We wrote by hand their home address, their business address. And we wrote nothing on the inside, no return address. We hand wrote their address in all different colors of pens and pencil. And we wrote on the back, you're fired. And we just folded it into the size of a number 10 envelope. And I'll tell you what, that stopped them in their tracks. They reversed their position. Everybody can do it. We've said it on USA Prepares for years. All you have to do, 8.5 by 11 piece of paper. Everybody's got it. You write that representative, that mayor, whoever it is, you write it, send it to his home. His wife will see it. Her husband will see it. The family will see it. You're fired. They will be terrified, and they will reverse their position. All I need to get is about 10 of them.
Hey, one thing, though, with these postcards, you don't have an envelope for someone to say, oh, there might be white powder in there or some other thing. And like I said, they're open for anybody to see as they cross the country.
Murr, that's what I just said. You take a white piece of 8.5 by 11 paper, you fold it into the size of a number 10 envelope. All you do is staple it or you put a piece of tape on it. You can look inside it. You can't send anything in it. It's just a piece of paper. The reason I said that rather than the postcard is everybody has 8.5 by 11 paper. Hey, Murph, thanks so much. We've got to move on.
Thank you.
Yes, bye-bye. We do. Thank you. Mike and Lenny and John, please hold on. We're going to go to North Carolina. Frank, you're on the show. What's on your mind? Frank, you
well,
there.
Yeah, you know, most politicians are, you know, they're looking after their own interests. They're looking to feather their nests and get what they can get. And they like to do it, though, quietly under the radar. They don't want to be watched as they're doing it because they do want to keep that job because they have great aspirations for all the little perks that they're going to get out of holding that position. And yeah, they don't like for people to organize and make phone calls because one person calling them is just a whack job. Two people, yeah, they can laugh that off. When three or more people start calling them, I'm totally for that. I've done stuff like that before, and it often does have an effect. So I'm all for that.
As what far is your as the suggestion?
Business cards, yeah.
What is your suggestion? I'm sorry to be so terse, so curt,
gang up on radio shows. At a local level.
Wait, what do you mean? Gang up? You mean we
have people? We gang up on that have the same interest. Call into the shows and take over the calls. When they take calls on a subject,
okay.
Call in and take over and shut it down.
Here's what the Republicans do. Here's what the Republicans do. And here's a technique. So there's a guy running for office and he's a Democrat. What the Republicans do is they say, thanks so much. I really appreciate thank you for letting me call. I agree with almost everything you've said. You are a great candidate. I'm so glad you're with us on the Democrat Party. By the way, are those pedophile charges still pending? That's what the Republicans do. So maybe we should take a page out of their book, but we've got to keep moving on.
Yes, we do. Thank you very much, Frank. Appreciate it. We're going to go back to the phones. Mike in Colorado, you're on the show. Mike, are you there?
Vincent. Hey, guys. So Variety seems to be able to grab people's attention better than anything. And I know
explain that a little bit.
Rotation.
Explain a little bit more. What do you mean by Variety?
Well, Variety, a three-hour show is really hard to bring in new people to.
Okay.
So the daily three-hour shows, if they were cut back to two, you could either do another two-hour or you could do a couple more 1 hours. Because that 11 to 2 o'clock slot is just four different viewpoints in a not-so-long period of time.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, I got it.
And the other suggestion
absolutely,
is,
and I'm with you. I'm with you. And forces the host to get it done in 2 hours.
Right.
More concise, right. Which is what we're doing tonight.
And you do a great job, by the way. I listened to you this morning. I knew you were going to be on, and I like Steve, so I wanted to call.
Appreciate that.
The other part is, as RBN moves forward, trying to find younger hosts willing to volunteer an hour or two will be really, really important. You won't get them to volunteer 3 hours. Two may be a stretch. And the way to recruit them, when you find a YouTube person who's got a brain and you like watching their videos and you go back to their channel, drop mm-hmm. them a comment. Look, I'm at RBN. I want to talk to you about a one-hour show where you can expand your YouTube audience and you can reach a new audience.
I like that idea. So. I like that a lot.
Okay, I've got one in mind. Lisa Haven. Great YouTube video.
Very good. Very good.
Okay.
Great idea.
Thank you.
Hey, thanks, Mike. Appreciate that.
Thanks,
back to
guys.
The phones. Lenny in Missouri, in your neck of the woods. Lenny, you're on. Lenny, are you there?
I think you got the name wrong.
It says Lenny.
Yeah, this is Butch in Missouri. I listen for two reasons. Number one, the Bible. Number two, for liberty, our Constitution. And the Bible clearly states that in Revelation 2:9 and 3:9, we are being jerked around by the nose through the synagogue of Satan, which is Zionism. We know this. It's in our Bible, folks. Number two, liberty. John had Ed Flynn on July 7th or 8th, and the bottom line is, folks, we're living in a fiction. I have a dollar bill, and it says on the back of the dollar bill, Federal Reserve Authorized Unit Dollar. Take all of those initials off, and you got fraud. Fraud. We're living a fraud. So, in any event, the reason I said Ed Flynn was because we need to go back and claim our birthright, and we're not getting it through this fiction. So we all need to go back to becoming the Article 3 citizen. Screw this Article 1 citizenship, okay? That's who's coming in the border right now. Our bottom line is, if you want your liberty, if you want your freedom, you've got to go back to your state and claim your state citizenship, and from that point on, you will have
all your
rights.
Butch.
Oh. I'm listening.
We're trying to go quickly. What do you like? What don't you like? This is not today is not the platform to espousing your thoughts. It's just on politics. It is just about how can we do a better job. We are all ears. We're writing feverishly to make sure that we fully understand so we can implement your thoughts. What can we do better? Who do you like? Who don't you like?
Well, I just said Ed Flynn. And, you know, I listen to RBN all the time. And up until the first of the year, all of a sudden I figured out that Alex Jones was a fraud. But I've known Alex since 1993. I called him to Brooksville, Florida. That's where the third video he put up comes from.
He's not. Okay, I think we need to drop this call. I'm sorry.
I think we need to drop this call. I really appreciate it, man.
Okay, drop. But Move on to the next one.
Okay, we're not talking about Alex Jones. He's not on the network.
No, he's not. He's not. Not anymore. Go back to the phones. John in Missouri, you're on the show. Let's keep it to point. John, you're there.
Hi, gentlemen. What I like is you bring a lot of things to my mind that I didn't know about. The money system, the fraud everywhere. I'm a Missouri farmer. I like hearing Vincent talk about his farming experiences. My favorite people on the show are John Moore, John Statmiller, Steve, Farron, Vincent, and I actually like Mr. Kelso because I know how bad things would be if Hillary would have won. And I think Vincent is just caustic.
Okay, I wrote this down. John Moore, Vincent Finelli, Steve Elkins, Kelso, who else do you like?
Farron and John Statmiller. On Saturday mornings. I don't get to hear your show.
Anyone you
don't
like?
I don't get to hear your show, too. Hey, I got an off button. If I don't like them, I just turn it off. There's nobody I don't like. You know?
Good for you. Well said.
I change channels on my radio when I don't like a song. So, if I had a complaint, it would be that there really don't seem to be too many solutions. We hear about the problems, and I don't know that there are solutions. I think
Did you say you listen to USA Preparers? Did you say that you do or you don't?
I try to, but in the morning I'm doing my farm chores, and I don't normally get the opportunity. Sometimes I do, but it's rare. I enjoy listening to you. I loved your thing about the 30 of that oil from Orsland's. I was the guy that called you.
I really appreciate that. And we try very hard at USA Preparers to deliver to the point solutions, and we try to open people's eyes as to what is happening, why it's happening, and what to do about it. So maybe what you're saying is you want to hear more of that kind of broadcast. Is that what you're saying?
I like solutions. We all know the problems. I don't know that there are solutions for a lot of the problems, though, Vince. It's a pretty messed up situation out there. I think we all got to take care of ourselves and our friends is what we need to look into more. And I think the government's going to go the way it wants to, but that's beside the point. I enjoy RBN
okay.
a lot. I've told a lot of people about it, but I don't think anybody's ever turned it on. I don't think most people care.
Yeah, well, that's what we're trying to find out. We've got to move on. I really appreciate it.
Okay.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Going out to Texas, Tony in Texas, you're on the show. Tony, are
Great
you there?
Great show, guys. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yeah.
All right. Great what show. Are we doing right? Great. What are we doing wrong? Let's get right to the meat of this topic here. We want our critique. We want to hear how we're doing. Tony, what we're doing?
Great.
Wrong or right? Go ahead.
Okay, great. I appreciate it. You can handle the truth until you ruffle the feathers of a host. I told a number of my colleagues about the network. They tuned in, they hear the host, and then all of a sudden, the hosts take over, scream over the caller, hang up, tell them never to come back to the network again. It's not a good way to do business, I think. And moving on, you know, reading left to right, you know, opinions is not really reality. The Epstein case, for example, reading documents takes time. It can be, you know, it's the kind of idea where Twitter is a great medium for us to find out truth also. And there are people that are on Twitter that are reading documents, 3,000 documents, and posting all kinds of truth. And it's something that, you know, I just wanted to give you guys an idea of. And you know, really, living off the grid and working on a cell phone, I don't get that.
I know what you're talking about. Now, let's be a little more...
Well, I'm not.
Look explicit here. Who are you talking about?
I'm not living
off
the grid.
No, when you talk about hosts taking over the show and cutting off callers a little short, can you go on more description? You can name names. This is a no holds barred show tonight. Okay. Name names.
And
I don't care.
And that's good.
I don't mind.
Number one, so, Rivero. Number two, okay. Statmiller. Okay. Shem Talawi, which is gladly never on the show or on your network again. He was one of the worst.
Yeah,
he's gone. But I want a complete, you know, description. I do like that Trump hour that they had. I think that it's another voice. You know, it's not heard. It's, you know, mainstream media, as we all know on this network, is not telling the truth and never has told the truth. They spin it any way they want. The economy is great. The trades are great. This is probably the best president in my lifetime, if not in all our lifetimes. And you know, if you think about it carefully, and I know you guys do, I know you delve into this very deeply, President Trump loves this country. And he is doing the best, despite the mainstream media, the deep state, and all the rest of it that are coming at him. But I met the guy, I know the guy, many, many years ago. He is that same guy that I met many years ago when I was in construction business. And he is true to his world. He's true to his word. And he is absolutely going to save not just the United States, not just America, but he is going to change the planet for the better. And I believe that. I voted for him the first time. I'm going to vote for him the second time. And I tell you, just go and YouTube some of his rallies. He is
all right.
Tireless.
We need to push on, Tony. Thank you. I got more callers. I don't want to miss anybody here. Thanks for your call. Appreciate it. Everything's documented here. Going back to the phones. Bruce in Texas, you're on the show. Bruce, are you there? Got a Ken in New York. We'll go to Ken in New York. Okay, Ken in Louisiana. I got New York here in front of me. Ken, you're on the show. Okay.
Are you talking about this me?
Is this Ken?
I'm Ken, but I'm in Louisiana.
Oh, well, it says here NY. So, okay, go ahead. What's on your mind?
You got it right. Okay. That's right.
Okay. I just want to say I haven't been with y'all for a long time. I've been listening about 4 weeks. I found y'all on the TalkRite app by accident just because I was bored looking for something different. Mm-hmm. I cannot turn y'all off. I've just blown away by the honesty or opinions that are set out honestly, you know, the way you feel it. And I love it when you let your, I haven't heard anybody cut anybody off on the phone, let them talk and say what that's on their mind, right, wrong, whether you agree, disagree. Some of them I wish would just get off the air, you know, like maybe me right now. But the Trump phenomenon, I don't want to bash that man. I like that show. I like listening to him. He's rough. He's not, you can tell he doesn't have much experience, but I do love listening to him just because I feel he's honest. And I just want to say y'all have got my attention.
Appreciate it, Ken. We'll be right back after a short commercial break.
What's happening, ladies and gentlemen? We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited-time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Well, it's all right, riding around in the breeze. Well, it's all right, if you live the life you please. Well, it's all right, doing the best you can. Well, it's all right, as long as you lend a hand.
You can sit around and wait for the phone to ring, waiting for someone to tell you everything. Sit around and wonder what tomorrow will bring. Maybe a diamond ring.
Is Stevie there?
Well, it's all right, even if they say you're wrong. Well, it's
all, oh, you want to take us back in? Okay. All right. We're back. We're doing something special today. We're trying to keep it on track. Short, concise answers. What do you like about Republic Broadcasting Network? What do you not like? Anything's fair game as long as you're polite. Don't use profanity. Bruce in North Carolina, go.
Thank you very much. I think if I had any criticism, I'm going to start very quietly with this, but it applies to everybody, even outside of RBN, too. And that is that when you have callers who call in, I think you need to give them just 2 or 3 minutes and let them wind it up. They should have been all prepared to what they had to say and then shut them down. I don't want to go into these Bible revivals. I don't want to listen to all this rhetoric 3 or 4 times. It's time to give them enough respect and then shut them down and get on to your next caller. As far as your guests are concerned,
Bruce, I've got a quick,
I want everybody to take
Bruce,
this seriously.
I've got a quick comment. Bruce, I've got a quick comment about that. I just got beat up off the air by one of the callers who was furious with me because I tried to do exactly that. He called back our engineer, Mike, and blasted Mike because he thought he didn't get enough time. What we're really trying to do is exactly what you're recommending. Callers come in, get your points written down. Don't waste people's time. It's valuable. It's important. We're trying to get the message out, and all you have to do is prepare. Don't prepare while you're on the air. Prepare before you're on the air. Well said, Bruce.
Thank you. Now, I would like to also say that one of the best people to interview on here is Farron at Saturday mornings from 9 to 11 East Coast times. What he does is he gives people 2 or 3 minutes, and then he'll say, do you have anything else to add to that? You know, give maybe another 30 seconds more, which I think is really, really good. Either wrap it up or you have just a little bit more, and that does it real good. It shows a lot of good reflection on the host, too. Now, when you host, when you have a guest on here, and respect these guests. Let them talk about their subject or whatever you want to talk about, but stop interrupting them. Stop cutting them off at the end of their conversations when we're trying to get ready to say something, and then you miss it because you interrupt them. Don't let 2 or 3 people talk at the same time. This etiquette courtesy needs to happen, and somebody needs to monitor it. A lot of us are listening on the phone, and it becomes very disruptive when the message can't get out because somebody has interrupted 2 or 3 times. I get furious. I said, you're not getting the message out. So that's kind of what I'm going to wrap up with, is be a little bit more courteous, a little bit more respectful. You'll get more information out there in the message you've got time to put it out there with, and it'll cool things down a little bit.
Bruce, you are right on the money. I just want to share one thing. Sometimes when I have an instructor, I don't call them guests, I call them instructors. Sometimes I have an instructor who's absolutely not prepared, so I have to take over. The instructor, just something may have happened in his or her life. They're not ready. It was disruptive, but they come on the air anyway. So I try to carry the show. I just want to say that I'm sure that happens with other hosts as well. Hey, thank you so much for your call. I really appreciate it.
Let me give an example real quickly. That the boys, Saturday morning, the Texas boys, Alan and Steve, they're some of the worst around. I mean, you want a real good chaos for the morning, just listen to them, and there's total chaos there. All right,
okay, Bruce, very quickly. Bruce, let's wrap it up very quickly. To use your words, let's wrap it up. Who do you like?
Who do I like? I can get a little bit of everybody. Kelso is on the wrong road. I don't want lies out there, okay? This economy is not good. Trump is deceptive.
Hey, who do you like?
Who sold us out.
Who do you like?
Who do I like? I like Farron.
Who do you like?
I like Dr. Jennifer Daniels. I'll listen to Rick if he's not on a revival rant. I like, the guy right before him, Storm's too much of me. Steve Elkins, I'll listen to Steve. And I don't listen to anybody, you know, real early in the mornings. Rivero, I have issues with Rivero. I listen to pick out what I need to pick out. He's okay. He's still misleading in a lot of directions. Who else do I have? Stat Miller. Stat Miller sometimes has some very good 2-hour shows, 1-hour shows. But he's also gets a little bit fired up too fast. Who else do I have?
All right.
Those are some good ones right there. And also,
Bruce, we're out of time. Going into commercial break. Going into commercial break.
Very good. Yes.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.com. www.rbnmovies.org.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Okay, we're pulling out all the stops tonight. Pulling out all the stops. Steve Elkins is your host. I'm Vincent Finelli. I'm just riding shotgun. 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. Special broadcast. What do you like about us? What do you like about Republic Broadcasting Network? What do you like? What do you don't like? Let's keep it concise. Let's stay on topic, please. Ken in New York, you're on. Go.
My first contact was back in late 2015 with Ralph Winterode as a result of hearing him on the late Joyce Riley. I've heard him several times, and I think he had the most to offer as a first listener. But then after that, I started looking up and down, and I looked at John Stadmiller. And then after a while, I listened to everybody. And I don't think there's really anything that you could do that would be any better. Because there's something here for everybody. And even if you don't agree with somebody, some people call up and they go ballistic on a host. And I can't understand why. You're not going to have everybody agree with you on everything. I noticed James Kelso has picked out a lot. I still like to listen to him. Some things I agree with, some things I don't. I mean, that's basically it with me. And I think I give pretty well to the effort. I consider it a ministry. I'd rather give money here than I'd give to a church.
Good for you. Good for you. Don't contribute to any organized anything class.
No.
And I use that word class as a compliment, because I believe that those who pay attention to what we are doing are actually not listeners. I believe they are students rising up to teach others. That's what I believe. Otherwise, I would just say, you know what? I'm not going to do it anymore.
You're right. And
anything else
as farmers go, you're very interesting. The only other thing I'd like to say is that a lot of times when you hear people jumping on top of other, you know, the host or interrupting somebody, I don't know if most people realize that there is a latency in the telephone system. So sometimes you have to wait for a pause.
I'm so glad you said that, Ken. When I'm on with Gwyneth Isaac, she is live in Australia, and sometimes the internet gets so bad we may have two and a half seconds of delay. That's from me to Minnesota, and then there's a delay from Minnesota to Australia and then back. So it's not like we try to step on each other. The delay is variable, and we cannot control it, and we don't know how it's going to go from second to second. Very valid points. We're all going to try to do better. I appreciate it.
Vinny, I am back.
How you doing? How you doing, Steve?
No, I got kicked off. No internet. Now I'm back. Okay.
You're back. I'm back.
Okay, Ken, thanks so much. We've got to move on.
That's
We've got Jay, Ed, and Benny.
Yep.
All lined up. Thank you so much, Ken.
I've got it written down.
I know Steve does, too. Yep. Jay in Texas, you're on with Steve Elkins and me, Vin Finelli. What do you like? What don't you like?
Okay. I got a little list for you here. What I like is the variety of information that everybody puts out. I really appreciate that. Stuff that I think really sticks out is I'm the youngest person I know that listens to this broadcast. I've been listening since high school, since about the year 2000. I think that's a big issue. I think everybody needs to try to appeal to millennials a little bit more. It's a lot easier said than done. Making money off of merch, like T-shirts, they sell real easy, is a really good point. It would help to alleviate some stress if some more money was brought in. And it would bring down the begging for money, which kind of gets redundant. People working together, I think that's the biggest point. After high school, I moved to Austin, and I met with John and Alex Jones at Brave New Books in Austin, and I saw a bunch of infighting going on. During that time period, I helped run an illegal radio station, helped switch channels on it. I was pretty deep into the movement there in Austin for a while, and just the infighting was redundant. The Patriot community needs
points
to work
well
together.
Taken. Quick question. Jay,
yeah.
How old are you right now?
34.
How old? How much? 24?
34.
34. 34. Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. Jay, I want to thank you because you were concise, to the point. You had your notes. I've written them down. Variety on the plus side. You're a young listener. You want us to appeal to millennials. Boy, is that hard to do. You've been listening since high school. You like Alex and John. And you want us to sell T-shirts, I'm on it, and I'm sure Steve is. And we are going to bring this up with the boss.
Yep, we are.
I think the biggest point is that the Patriots
thank you so much.
Needs to work together.
Yep, got to go. Appreciate it. Ed in Utah, you are on the show. Be precise.
Yeah, thanks a lot, folks. You guys are doing I never expected a show like this tonight. Really big show tonight. Listen, okay. To that last caller, and a few of the other callers, Steve. Let me just say that we also need to get the word out about this network. I, for example, the other week made a call to Ground Zero, and that, of course, is Clyde Lewis. And while I don't, because of protocol, I don't mention RBN, you know, to compete with him, but you can bring up people like Mark Anderson, Stop the Presses, or WhatReallyHappened.com. That's an easy get out. That'll bring people to the network. So I thought I'd throw that out there, Vince and Steve, as a suggestion before I make my point here. And my point is this. There was a caller earlier tonight that was maybe upset where there are too many people talking about Zionism and whatnot. My suggestion then is then stay with Alex Jones. Don't make those final connections. And that's what John Stadmiller, that is the premier show on this network.
Quick comment. Very well said. Quick comment. Quick comment. We've got to go. Got to move on. But you are right. And John Stadmiller stands on freedom of speech. Ed, thanks so much for calling. We've got to move on to Betty in North Carolina. Betty, you're on.
Okay, thank you. The country's running down. It might be nice to emphasize something like Onward Christian Soldiers to Marching On to Victory, that maybe we ought to be talking about the country as being an independent republic and also a Christian republic, and also things that tie in to that God-endowed rights, those kind of things, I think, could be emphasized a little more than they are. But I'm listening 24 hours and liking all of you. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Betty, thank you so much. Bob in Michigan, you're on the air.
Hey, am I on? Hello?
Yes, you're on.
You're on.
Okay, in the order of importance to me, you ready to write? Number one, John Stadmiller.
I'm writing.
This is my likes. Okay, yep. Number two, USA Prepares, with one exception. Doc Ram. He's the rudest person I've ever tried to listen to. Vinny, you'll be right in the middle of making a comment, and that man just plows right in and steps on whatever you're saying, and I don't like it. Somebody needs to tell the man to get some manners. Number three, Mike Rivera.
Well, I've been working on it for seven years. Okay.
Number four, Rural Survival. Number five, Mike Anderson. Number six, Chris Hinckley. That guy's terrific.
I love him.
Then John Moore, Rick Adams, Spingola, two programs, Vaccine Free and Immunize Wisely. Then we got RTR Truth, Ralph Winterud, Steve Elkins. Steve-O, you're the greatest.
Appreciate that.
Keith Rogers and Robert Ravel. Well, I wish he was on earlier. Dislikes. National Bugle. Frank Allen. The man talks too slow. And and he promotes himself way more than he has to. Kelso, he's just too one-sided. Anybody that disagrees with him, he just plows right over the top of him. And the Barden Report.
Let's
half
go quickly.
The time, I can't understand what the man's
Let's
saying.
Let's go quickly.
That's it. I'm done.
All right.
Okay. Appreciate it.
Hey, Bob, thanks so much. Sorry to go so quickly. Sorry to be so terse, but we've got calls stacked up. Chris in Missouri, welcome.
How you doing? The problem that I have is I can only get you the radio station on the phone. So, I mean, I can't get you any other way except for on the phone. So I have to listen on the phone. And you have like nine different, you could pick nine different ones, and you can listen to any one of your speakers on the thing. The thing that I would like to hear more of is I would like to hear you tell more about, like, the people who got caught, you know, I forget what the name of it's called, but it's the papers that came out, and they had people's names. I'm trying to think of what
I've got
their
it.
Names
so what
are.
You're, Chris, what you're saying is what we used to do in Virginia, if somebody wrote a bad check at a store, there'd be a list right behind the counter that said, Joe Doakes wrote a bad check. So here's the list of all the people with bad checks. You're talking about exposing the criminality, right?
That's we exactly
were
what
on
I'm
it.
Talking about.
We do
and,
it on
and
USA
I think
Prepares.
The greatest thing that Trump is doing, and I know a lot of people don't see it this way, but I think he's
we're not
helping.
Talking about that. Chris, what? We're not talking about that. It's what you like and what you don't like. We've got to move
that's
on. Thank
I'm
you
saying.
So much for being
I,
with
I
us.
Would like to, I would like to hear more if you would get out, you know, the exposure of these criminals, the pedophiles and all that other stuff. If they would put their names out so we could know who up there is a criminal
got
and
it.
Who is not.
Got it.
Hey,
we're on
move
it.
On.
Got
move
it.
On.
We're on it. We're moving on. Chris, thank you so much. Alan in Nevada, you're on.
Yes, I have a complaint about one of the guests. Now, I listen to Mr. Michael Rivero, and he has a very newsy show, which I enjoy. However, whenever he's looking for a bad example, it's always the Nazis, something the Nazis did. He never touches on the communists.
Right, we don't need examples. We don't need, okay, what else?
Yeah.
We're going quickly.
So
we've set a record already.
That is my complaint.
Okay.
So that's
okay.
What I have to say.
So you're unhappy with, him? Ellen, thank you so much.
I'm unhappy with
Nick
Mr.
in Arizona. Rivero. Welcome. Thank you. Nick in Arizona, welcome.
Hey, Vince. Hey, Steve. How are you, gentlemen?
Nick, you
doing?
There?
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah, he's
yeah, I'm here.
Go.
Can you hear me?
Yes, go.
Yep.
All right, cool.
Quickly.
So been listening to you guys since 08. Love the station. Love all the guests. You know, probably I think John's show is the flagship of the network. I like Steve's show. I like John Moore. USA Prepares. Start my day off with that at 4 in the morning when I wake up. Farron's show is great. World Survival, Spangola, Rick Adams. I got to agree, Frank Allen, super slow. Kelso drives me a little nuts. I miss some of the guys that used to be on the network. Jack McLean, who's not with us anymore. Michael Collins-Priper. Alan Watts, still alive. Bob Chapman was a great guest. He's passed. Ron McDonald, not quite sure where he's at. But I just like the information, the honesty.
We can't fix Bob Chapman. Unfortunately, he's a dear friend. He's gone. We just need to know what we can do now.
Yeah, no, I understand. I was just saying I have enjoyed the shows in the past. I would say
okay,
just keep
Nick,
on doing
thank
what you guys
you
are
so,
doing.
You're welcome. Thank you. I'm sorry I'm so curt and terse tonight. Dean in California, you're on.
Hi, how's it going, fellas?
Dean?
Good. Be precise.
Well, go quickly.
You know, I have business cards in this place of my house, and I've had them for 20 years, and I never really look at them. A while back, I bought these. I was advertised these little flashlights with keychains, and I sent John and Mike a few, but I had printed on the side of them, "You can handle the truth." I put Republic Broadcast and Michael Rivero's website, "What Really Happened," on the side, and people love the little flashlights. You just give them away. Hey, here you go. Want a flashlight? Want a flashlight? And I don't really tell them what it is. I just say, "Here's a flashlight." And eventually, they just look on the side and see those websites on there. And I thought that might be a better way.
Okay, so your suggestion is that we give away flashlights. Is that it?
No, I'm just telling you what I did. The company I got the flashlights though from, they send me all sorts of stuff. Now,
we understand. We understand. We can figure all that out. We know about memorabilia and trinkets and shiny things. Okay.
It was just
I think
an
we got
idea
it.
That I wanted
who do you
to
like, who don't
with.
You like? Go quickly. Who do you like, who don't you like?
I don't normally call into John Stettmiller's show because I think he's intimidating. I don't think I really have the intelligence to carry on a conversation with him without him going, pull him down, you know. But otherwise, everyone has very valuable information. Actually, John's show is one of my favorites. If I had to pick one that I only had to listen to, it would be Road Warrior Radio, because I think I'm a Road Warrior.
Chris Inkley. Good.
Okay.
Good choice.
Hey, Chris
Inkley, yes.
Thank you so much, Dean, California.
You're welcome.
Anthony in Montana. Anthony, welcome. You're on with Steve Elkins and me, Vin Finelli. What do you like? What don't you like? Quickly.
Oh, good evening. Can you hear me?
Yes, we hear you fine.
Bye bye fine.
Okay, good
Go.
Evening, Mr. Vince Finelli and Steve, all you guys are wonderful. I'm calling to see if you'd consider bringing Eric the Freedom Screamer back and Laurie Anderson. I always was very inspired by his spiritual browbeating. Who will stand against the workers of iniquity? And I just think all you guys are great. And my issue is property rights. And I'd like to throw this out there, because I think this is what's going to be the new strategy. Life, liberty, and the ownership of private property. Anyway, thanks, you guys. I know it's a lightning round. I'll call back again. Bye.
It is a lightning round, and I think I've got you 5 by 5, and so does Steve.
Yeah.
You want more discussion, hammering the need to defend our property rights.
Yep.
Well, Steve, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. We've got just a couple minutes. If you're interested, we've already set a record, but we can keep going over the top. Sure. 25 calls, absolute record.
Yes.
And I've got copious notes, pages and pages of notes, of which I'm sure Steve has his, and we're going to talk after the broadcast. We're going to compare notes, and we will act on this as best we can.
Yep.
Steve, I think this was quite interesting and exciting.
It was better than I expected. I'm glad. This is independent radio, not alternative independent radio, and it has a purpose, and we have to stick around, and we want to do things better. And I, you know, I'm probably my hardest critic myself on myself, but I want to hear. And this was a great idea. I'm glad you participated also, Vincent. This is great. 25 calls in 2 hours, and we got some great information here. We still have a little bit of time left. 1-800-313-9443 for that last caller. But I think we've compiled some information here to look at how we're doing things, doing it right. We can do better. I think we can do better. I always think we can do better. And I'm not satisfied until, well, what am I satisfied? It's hard to define. I have such high goals of what I want to achieve in my careers. And I think we can do better. But I'm thankful that Vincent is part of this. Another call? Yeah, Sheldon.
We've got a caller. Sheldon. Sheldon in Spokane. Welcome. You're on with Steve Elkins and me.
Yeah, thank you very much. First off, I want to apologize for Steve. Two Sundays ago, you got me on, and I said, do you have another caller? And you said, yes. That's when I hung up and relinquished my time for him, and then I guess you didn't have a call. So that's what that was about. Yeah. And Vincent, I've been listening to you for quite some time, and then you cut yourself off from the planet, then you turned back on again, but now your broadcast is 4 o'clock or something out here in the Pacific. So this is my first time I've ever talked to you. I bleed for everything you're talking about, and nobody listens anymore. Not you guys, but I mean...
Well, I don't know what you mean by... Hold it. I apologize for being curt and terse and quick. We're trying to get through a lot of information quickly. So what are you saying? I cut myself off. I did not.
No.
Do you mean
that Steve Elkins?
I disappeared from
RBN? I hung up on Steve Elkins because I thought he had another call.
No. I'm not talking about that. No. I'm talking about you said that I disappeared. Did I disappear from RBN? Is that what you're saying?
Well, you disappeared from somewhere. You said, no more emails. I'm not taking any calls. Nobody's coming to my farm. And I said, oh, no, this is...
Oh, it. Yeah, you bet. Sudden, you bet. And I'll tell you why. And I'm going to tell you why, Sheldon. Because people have threatened me. They've demanded I sell my farm to pay them reparations. I'm not having any part of it. I'm not entertaining anybody. People call my wife and say, hey, I'm in the neighborhood. I'm coming over. No, you're not coming over. I don't want people coming over here dropping their cigarette butts on my driveway, telling me what I'm going to do. I'm in charge of our farm. I hate to say it that way, but people aren't going to push me or my family around. That's why I don't take calls. That's why I don't invite people over anymore.
Yep. Benny, so, we got three more calls. Let's push on. We got three more calls.
We got to go,
Sheldon.
We got to go. Thank you.
Thank you. Gregory in California, you're on the show. Lightning speed, fast, quick.
Love you guys. Great shows. All your shows are great. And all the people got the testicle fortitude to be on with John Stapmiller has got the testicle fortitude that I admire. And that's why I've listened for 20 some odd years or however. Holy hell, been long. My only biggest beef is your misuse of the word money and dollars. I'm as anal on that as John is about republic and democracy. If you don't know what money
got it.
Is...
We got it. We understand.
Get it.
We got it. We understand. Here's why. We do it because that's the common vernacular. We got to move, but we got it. We got it. Next, Mark in Georgia.
Hey.
Make it fast, Mark. Make it fast, Mark.
Can you hear me okay?
Yes, make it fast. We got to get
going. I like Stat Miller. He is very informative, and for the most part, he engages in an honest discussion. The only thing it's one of those, okay, that's Rivero. He doesn't seem to, I agree that he has legitimate grievances about religion, but I think he's kind of gone reactionary-er on that. Kelso, on the other hand, is what I call an ever-Trumper, which is the Hegelian opposite of a never-Trumper, and he's very biased in his mindset of not saying that Trump is just another Rothschild puppet. And one thing I want to make clear is there are people who use the word Jew as a term of derision, and that's not appropriate. What we want
that's
to be
not,
clear
okay,
is there
we gotta
are
move on.
There are
I'm sorry,
criminals that defame Judaism.
We got it.
That's fine. Later.
We got it.
Okay. Thanks, man. Roxanne in Texas, you will be our last caller. Roxanne, you're there.
Hi, Steve. Hi, Dan.
Oh, Roxanne.
Hi. Here's what we want to say. Okay. You keep on doing what you do. We love you. And that's, I'm hanging up. Good night, sir. Good night,
night,
sir.
Good night.
We love you.
Good night. Good night. Well, we love you, too. Wow, isn't that interesting?
Lightning.
Isn't that interesting? Lightning round, 29 calls, set a record. Now we know what our class wants.
Yeah.
Now we know.
Now we got to talk
and,
about
And we will, Steve and
oh,
I
we got
will
one,
be talking
we got one
about
more.
This.
We got one more, it says here.
Okay, let's do it.
But anyway,
Frank
in
New York,
York again.
Hello?
Quick, Frank. You got
Hi,
1 minute, Frank.
One thing I'd like to say, listen to John's show all the time, but I hate hearing repeats. He's got to have somebody, he's the flagship show, you got to have somebody ready to take the reins if he's not in. I don't want to hear a repeat every day or another day. And Farron is...
Who do you want, who do you want to do it?
Anybody
who do you want
that
to do
could?
It?
I don't know. I don't know anybody's schedule, but someone's got to take the reins. Someone,
no, who do you want? Pick some.
Farron, maybe.
Pick
Farron.
Some. Who?
Farron.
Okay. Sure, Farron. Good.
Okay, who else if he can't do it?
I know Mike does it a lot. Maybe Deanna Spingola, too. She's always good. Interesting
okay,
stuff.
She can't do it. Who else?
Maybe John Moore.
Okay,
who else?
There's three.
Steve Elkins.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Sounds good.
Thank you, guys.
Good. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That's 30, right? Wow. That's good.
30.
30. Record. Record. Well, I'm glad we did this, Vinny. I am so glad we did this. I was kind of worried about how it might go over, but it went over well. And we got a good idea what we are doing wrong or what we're doing right and what we can change. Now it's time to sit down and figure out how we're going to do all this. Okay. It's good.
Steve, you know me pretty well. You've been to the farm. Mm-hmm. I was pretty curt, pretty terse. I wanted to stay on topic.
Yeah, I know.
Normally, well, I've never done that before. I've never said, come on, let's get going. Move.
Yeah, I know. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in today. Thank you, Mr. Vincent Finelli, for joining me. John should be back tomorrow for the National Intel Report Friday his edition. And thank you for showing up. I appreciate all your attention today. We will talk again.
Man, maybe we should do it again.
Yeah, we might have to. Round two. Might have to do that.
Thanks for inviting me.
Hey, thank you. We must take America back.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.